Hello, everyone. My name is Andrew Torba. I'm the CEO of Gab.com and your host of the Parallel Christian Society podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. You know, I'm a busy guy, folks. I got three young children, and they keep me extremely busy. And we've been really busy here at Gab. So I haven't been doing as many podcasts as I would like, but I hope that changes soon. I'd like to get out at least one or two a month just to sit down and sort of chat with the Gab community, let you guys know what we're working on, what's going on, and give you some updates just so that you can follow along and understand, you know, sort of what we're dealing with behind the scenes here, which is a lot. We've been sort of under an onslaught of bot attacks. You know, it's probably because it's an election season. We tend to see this stuff sort of ramp up during election years. And of course, you know, this is a presidential election year. So it tends to be even worse during those. And, you know, the bots have been flooding not only Gab, but, you know, also on X. The porn bots over there are absurd. It's really, really bad. Thankfully, the ones that we have are not porn bots, because we have a lot of systems in place that we've developed over the years to automatically detect and flag that type of stuff and remove it immediately. And so we have very little issues with that problem. Praise the Lord for that, because we ban that stuff completely. And, you know, X does not. X allows it. And so they have sort of a more tricky situation than we do, because they allow that stuff on their platform. And so, you know, the bot operators are taking full advantage of that. So we did make some tremendous progress on our storage problem. So for those of you who don't know, you know, we own and operate our own infrastructure. And, you know, because we are not allowed basically to use cloud hosting providers like Amazon AWS, for example. And so that means that we have physical servers in a data center and physical hard drives. And so our drives have been filling up because we've been under attack by bots that are sort of signing up and uploading large files and stuff. And so we made this change back in March to only allow pro users to upload media. And that bought us a lot of time to sort of work on another solution for this problem, because at the time, you know, in March, we were only a few weeks away from basically having our hard drives be completely full. And if that were the case, then Gab would probably be offline. So we had to do something pretty drastic and pretty quickly. And so, you know, we had about 6 weeks where we limited pro uploads to only Gab Pro users and verified users. And that bought us a lot of time to sort of solve the problem in other ways and optimize the data that we are currently storing and reduce, you know, the amount that was taking up space in the hard drives. And so we opened up Gab media uploads back up to free users, but with a limit. So there's like a 50 megabyte limit per day on that. And that's to help thwart the bots and also to provide some more value to our Gab Pro subscribers as well. So there's the update on that front. We also just launched a new feature for Gab Pro users to have better control over their comments section. So your posts can now only be commented on by who you decide. It could be everybody on the site can comment on your stuff. It could be only pro and verified and donor users. So, you know, basically real people, you know, not bots or not free users that are just, you know, signing up and creating brand new accounts to harass people or whatever. And then the third option is to have no comments whatsoever. So, you know, the control is in your hands. This is a great feature that X has. It's one that I use over there often. And, you know, I wanted it myself on Gab. And I know a lot of people have been asking for this for quite some time. So this is a new pro feature. It gives you more control over your comment section on your profile, right? So if you don't want anybody commenting on your posts, you could set it like that. If you only want, you know, pro people or verified people that are, you know, actual human beings, not bots or not people that are just here to harass and try to drive people off of Gab with their nonsense, you know, on newly created accounts, you can prevent those people from commenting on your posts. So you now have more control, and that's a brand new pro feature. We're also working on a big update to Gab AI. So we're going to be updating the model that we're using there, and you're going to notice that it's going to get better and better. And we're also sort of transitioning into basically creating a AI-powered Wikipedia alternative that you can actually engage with. So we're creating these pages for all these characters that we have, you know, historical figures and things of this nature. And on the page, it has, you know, basic information about them, you know, some top questions that people ask about them. And then, you know, some basic, you know, biographical details if it's a real person. And then you can actually, you know, communicate with that page and ask that character or that historical figure different questions. And that's where the sort of the character concept that we have comes into play. And anyway, so it's going to be like this AI-powered Wikipedia alternative, which is really interesting. It's really compelling, and I'm excited for you guys to see sort of the work that we're doing on that front. We have a lot more things in the pipeline that we're working on right now, and it's going to be a great summer. You know, I'm very optimistic about the direction that Gab is heading in right now, and we're in a place financially now where we're able to sustain long term. And I'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, listen, there's sort of a bare minimum amount that Gab needs to operate, and it's in the six figures every month. You know, between the data centers, legal, accounting, operations, internet costs, data center costs, you know, our team, you know, it costs a lot to keep a website of this size up and running. And we are fully dependent on support from the people in the Gab community in order to make that possible. You know, we're not a public company. We didn't raise tens of millions of dollars from hedge funds and venture capitalists. We're fully dependent on support from the community. And so we appreciate you guys that have upgraded to Pro or that have donated or made a purchase on the Gab shop or run ads for your business on Gab. We really appreciate you guys because you guys are making Gab possible for everybody. So we encourage you to support the work that we're doing. You know, it's interesting to me that there's people that, you know, sit on Gab and get a ton of value from Gab. And, you know, sometimes they're on Gab for 5-6 hours a day, every day for years on end. And so, you know, we really encourage you, if that is you, if you're getting value from Gab, please consider contributing and helping us to stay online. Because without people supporting the platform, you know, we can't stay online. It's just that simple. We are 100% dependent on people like you to support us and to help us, you know, keep the platform online. You know, this is not a free operation. It costs money. We have bills to pay. We have families to feed. And so if you enjoy the platform, if you get value from the platform, we encourage you to support the work that we're doing. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can donate. You can purchase a hat or a mug or a shirt from our shop. You can run ads for your business on Gab, or you can upgrade to Gab Pro for $10 a month now. And that is what I would encourage the most of, because what it helps us with sort of a predictable revenue stream. If we have, you know, more people that are signed up for the reoccurring monthly plan of $10 a month, it helps us sort of with predictable revenue to know, like, okay, we're going to be able to cover our costs this month, right? So I would encourage you, that's sort of the best way that you can help support us, is for as little as $10 a month, you can help make Gab possible and help keep Gab online. So thank you guys for your support. I just wanted to do sort of a quick podcast here to update you guys on what we're working on and the things that we've accomplished over the past 6 weeks or so since I last checked in. You know, I'm incredibly optimistic about the future. I think that a lot of people are going to be sorely disappointed this election season, and that's why I'm not at all focused on politics or on this election cycle. You know, I'm focused on the long term and building. And I would encourage you, you know, as I have been encouraging people for many years now, to sort of not get swept up in, you know, these election cycles and these election results. You know, we didn't do anything about 2020. And so you shouldn't expect a different outcome, you know, in 2024. So, you know, don't be surprised when things don't go the way that you sort of anticipated them going, and sort of be mentally prepared to have them, you know, go horribly wrong. And so we cannot put our faith in politicians. We cannot put our faith in the political system. We need to put our faith in Christ and center our focus on building, building our families, building our local churches, our local communities, our patronage networks, infrastructure, media, education, entertainment. You know, this is the Parallel Christian Society podcast, right? And so that is what we're focused on doing here. It's not the political society podcast or whatever. It's building a parallel Christian society. Fundamentally, you know, I think this topic about Christian nationalism is continuing to gain steam. And I think that our enemies and perhaps even people on our side sort of misunderstand what Christian nationalism is about. Christian nationalism is about nation building. It's about building Christian nations. And that starts by focusing on the microcosm of the nation, which is the family. And so we need to start there and play the long game. This is not going to be solved with an election or two, an election cycle or two. It's probably not even going to be solved in a generation or two. It's going to be a long game. And so, you know, we need to be willing to lay the foundation and lay the groundwork for the new Christendom today and get started on that today and not be distracted by the ebbs and flows of the current political order and the current political system, which may or may not be relevant to us a generation or two from now. So that would be where I would center my focus. That is where I'm personally centering my focus, is on building my family, building up my local church, you know, building Gab. Obviously, in my case, I would encourage you to build businesses that you can, you know, pass down as a legacy to your children, because the future is sort of very uncertain. And there's a lot of things in motion right now that are going to cause a lot of radical change. And so we need to be prepared. And we need to keep our faith and keep building. So anyway, just a little riff there. This is sort of a combo podcast of an update on what's going on with Gab and me riffing a little bit on the Parallel Christian Society to keep us on topic with this podcast. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'll try to do more of these more often. I've just been really busy with the kids and really busy building Gab. So thank you guys for tuning in. Remember to speak freely. Christ is King.